This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, so this situation is developing. The Daily Mail has this story today. Driver who stopped to help when truck carrying 100 lab monkeys crashed in Pennsylvania and put her hand in one of the cages says she now has a cough and pink eye. And one of the monkeys hissed in her face. And so these are the symptoms of conjunctivitis, which they say right here in the Navy medical newsletter that I read for you earlier, the symptoms were conjunctivitis when they were testing with these monkeys. So obviously they were doing mad scientist tests with these monkeys. And I guess there's still one that's still out there roaming around. Whatever disease that they put into him could spread. I don't know. But the CDC should just be shut down, I would say. The NIH, the NIAID, I mean, they just all need to be shut down. They're out of control. They're run by mad scientists. They cost us way too much money. And now you've got CDC lab monkeys, CDC diseased lab monkeys roaming around Pennsylvania. It's just mad scientist bullcrap. All right, Paul Joseph Watson is about to take over in the fourth hour. Here's a part of the latest Greg Reese report that you can find on band.video, The Oath to Serve Your Country.
Of the Australian Defence Force, both serving and retired, volunteers or national servicemen and women, veterans all. We are at a point in history without precedent, a war for the world. Now, many of you know that truly malevolent forces have been attacking and undermining our nation for longer than most of us have lived. They, our adversaries, have executed their monstrous plans against innocent men, women, and children. They fight with a pre-biblical barbarity, without decency and without constraint. They fight without courage and without compassion. Their war against the people is undeclared total war. It has been a traitor's war, a dirty war, a coward's war. We know only too well that unless we halt and then reverse this unrelenting attack on every aspect of our lives, we will lose everything we love and enter a period of civilizational darkness more depraved than any period in human history. We must act. However, this is not a call to arms. Our soulless adversaries and their mindless enablers would like nothing better than for a shot to be fired. Because to do so would legitimize in the minds of many somnambulant Australians further unconstitutional and unlawful constraints on our rights to our lives, our liberty, and our property. We will not give them that excuse. We never fight on ground of the enemy's choosing. We must fight, but in doing so, we must win the people. At every opportunity, we must stand with the people, unarmed but in uniform. Our weapon, pure courage. We took an oath to serve our nation, and what is our nation if not the people? By our presence in uniform, alongside and with the people, we are sending a powerful, unambiguous, and galvanizing message that in this war for the world, we the people are united and invincible. We must demonstrate the pure courage born of love of family and love of country that beats in the heart of every soldier, sailor, and airman. Because what is courage but love in action? And if you love someone or something enough, you will do what must be done regardless of the cost to you. Perhaps we will lose our property. If so, what of it? We can always acquire more. Perhaps we will lose our liberty. If so, what of it? We can eventually be set free. Perhaps we will lose our lives. If so, what of it? There are destinies much worse than death. These sentiments are too much for most to understand, much less accept. And that is all the more reason for us, for you, to stand with the people. Now, you might be challenged to explain why you chose such a course of action. The answer is simple. You will be doing what military law, civilian law and just plain common decency require and demand. You are disobeying the unlawful commands given by the admirals, generals, and air marshals of the Australian Defence Force to part.
Nootropics is a fancy way of saying brain pill, and it is the fastest growing market in supplements in the world for good reason. There are a lot of amazing compounds out there, some healthy, some not, that do incredible things in our brains. And we've tried them all, we've researched them all, and we will not sell you anything that is linked to any problems or any type of toxicity or any type of extreme hangovers. I mean, because I'm not saying some of our brain products, you won't have a little bit of a letdown once you take them. That would be a lie. But these are very, very clean, the compounds that God gave us that are good for you. And one of our best sellers is back in stock, Brain Force Plus, a good, clean nootropic, a good, clean brain pill. You can find stuff that's stronger, but it's not good for you. This is a high-quality system. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's sold out for a long time at 40% off. So get your Brain Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com and help keep us on air. Thank you so much, and I'll see you out there.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back. It is the Summit News Hour. A ton of news to cover over the course of the next 60 or so minutes, including, of course, 70s rocker Neil Young's complete failure to get Joe Rogan deplatformed off of Spotify, the latest attempt to do so after they had 270 esteemed medical doctors tried to cancel Rogan last week with that open letter, but subsequently turned out that most of them were quacks, not even medical doctors at all. Well, now Neil Young is attempting the same thing. Of course, that's already fallen flat on its face. We're going to get into that because, of course, what could be more rock and roll than demanding people who ask questions or express skepticism towards giant transnational pharmaceutical corporations? What could be more rock and roll than demanding they be censored and silenced? So punk! But I'm going to start off with this. In fact, two major examples of mainstream media medical misinformation. Headline today, anti-vax Olympic gold medalist dies of COVID. Now, I woke up and saw this headline on the front page of Sky News, which is one of Britain's biggest television news broadcasters. Then I saw the headline of the article within the actual article itself. The headline on the front page was, quote, anti-vax Olympic gold medalist dies of coronavirus. And the actual headline of the article, when you dug into it, was anti-vax Olympic gold medalist dies of COVID. Now, again, oh my God, another example of one of these harebrained conspiracy theorists, dangerous extremists who doesn't believe in vaccination, then dies of COVID. Turns out, when you read into the article, he was fully vaccinated. But they didn't mention that in the headline. They didn't put it on the front page. Clearly in an effort to mislead people into thinking he died because he wasn't vaccinated. No, he did die, but he was fully vaccinated. This is Olympic gold medalist Sylvester Kalani, who won gold medal at the 2000 Sydney Olympics. He was the rings champion. He was hospitalized since December with COVID. He had weeks on a ventilator, and he was fully vaccinated. But they don't tell you that on the front page, do they? Citing Hungarian media outlet Blick, Sky News reported Kalani had, quote, expressed anti-vaccination views on social media. Oh my God, how dare he? He got his comeuppance, didn't he? He got his karma, expressed anti-vaccination views, didn't take the vaccine, dead of COVID. No, actually, you read into the article and it says, quote, the six-time world championship medalist had been vaccinated to allow him to continue to work as a gymnastics coach. You think they would have included that in the headline or even not written about it at all, because it's an example of someone dying in COVID in hospital who had been fully vaccinated. Media normally likes to shy away from those kind of cases, don't they? But they completely twisted it to mislead the public by suggesting, indicating, implying in the headline that he died because he wasn't vaccinated. He expressed anti-vaccination views. No, he was vaccinated. And he died anyway. Did him a lot of good, didn't it? As I point out in the article, Sky News has a form on this. The broadcaster previously claimed that the notion of climate lockdowns, which of course the World Economic Forum has been pushing in light of the pandemic, was a fake news conspiracy theory invented by COVID-19 deniers, even as India was simultaneously announcing a climate lockdown. And in fact, NPR reported on that at precisely the same time that Sky News was claiming anyone who claims countries are now imposing climate lockdowns on individual cities are conspiracy theorists, fake news, medical misinformation peddlers, while they were literally doing it in India and NPR was reporting on it. Back in November, Sky News reported that COVID hospitalizations were, quote, 14 times higher than at the same time the previous year, 2020, despite this being demonstrably false. So they've got form on that because, again, just like every single major broadcaster in the United Kingdom, from the very start, they vehemently lobbied for lockdown. They vehemently lobbied for shutting anyone down who questions the narrative. Of course, to get bums on seats, to get people cowering locked inside their own homes, watching the news media in a constant state of fear and alarmist panic. And they've been caught out with medical misinformation once again. Another example of that, again in the United Kingdom, again from one of our country's premier mainstream media broadcasters, ITV, broadcaster issued warning after falsely claiming 90% of COVID patients were unvaccinated. And this was the esteemed Dr. Hilary Jones, who, by the way, on the same network, ITV, back in April 2020, got up there and said, why is everyone telling us to wear cloth masks? They do absolutely nothing to spread the to stop the spread of the virus. He then got the memo to the point where 3 months later he was saying, oh, of course we should all wear cloth masks. So this was during an appearance on a show called Lorraine, which is a popular morning show, I think, here in the UK, again on the ITV network, where he spuriously claimed that 90% of COVID hospital patients in the United Kingdom were unvaccinated. He said, quote, those people who haven't been vaccinated, we'd really love you to think again and be vaccinated because 90% of people in hospital are unvaccinated right now with COVID. And then the host repeated the claim. She said, that's a figure we have to really concentrate on. 90% of people in hospital have not been vaccinated. Turns out it was complete bollocks, total BS. The actual number was 36% at the time. So Ofcom, which is the regulator of television output here in the United Kingdom, received nearly 4,000 complaints from viewers about the broadcast. And they were forced not into an investigation because, God forbid, they would have to actually investigate real misinformation as it's being broadcasted. But they had to at least issue a warning or guidance to ITV saying, quote, we have told ITV that greater care should be taken by trusted medical experts, like he is, claiming in April masks do nothing, then changing his mind 3 months later when he got the memo, trusted medical expert, when presenting facts and figures on public health issues. However, they said they wouldn't be launching a formal investigation because... Then they trotted out another statement basically saying vaccines are great, you can't question them. As the Glasgow Times reports, a clarification was broadcast on the show 2 days later explaining that the statistic related to patients in intensive care units rather than the proportion of unvaccinated COVID-19 patients in hospital. However, that wasn't true either. So they tried to cover up their egregious example of medical misinformation 2 days later by saying it only applied to people on ventilators in ICUs. That wasn't true either. As Toby Young writes on the Daily Skeptic, it's also not true that 90% of COVID patients in ICUs are unvaccinated, as they documented in this article on their website. So they got caught lying, saying 90% of hospital patients with COVID were unvaccinated, covered it up with a lie that was just as erroneous 2 days later. That is the state of the mainstream media in the United Kingdom. And they'll continue to do this, even as some people who, again, vehemently lobbied for lockdown, people like Piers Morgan, other presenters like Jeremy Vine, vehemently lobbied for lockdown and vehemently lobbied for the unvaccinated to be castigated out of society, discriminated against. Now trying to backpedal somewhat and saying, oh, well, no, I questioned it all along. Absolute BS. And in the next segment, I'm going to get into, again, this whole idea of people now claiming that the same people who vehemently pushed the lockdown policies that will result, as we warned at the time repeatedly, in more deaths than the actual virus itself, now claiming, oh, I was always in the French resistance. I always questioned lockdown policies, again, merely to avoid the rebuke and the righteous backlash that they've received for pushing for those policies, for lobbying the government to make those lockdown restrictions even harsher. We'll be back. Summit.news. Don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back and we're going to go to this short video now because the World Health Organization, or at least the European director, came out yesterday and said that the continent of Europe was in the COVID-19 pandemic endgame. Other individuals like David Nabarro within the WHO came out and said, no, don't say that. We've got to keep this grift ongoing, we've got to keep it rolling for a few more months at least, if not a year or two. In fact, he said we were only in the middle of the pandemic, which means it's not going to end until 2024. And yet, with Omicron, of course, proving to be nature's vaccine, causing the horrific prospect of widespread natural immunity, which the technocrats really hate and don't allow you to talk about for obvious reasons, many countries, including England, which lifts remaining restrictions here in 48 hours' time on Thursday, are gradually moving out of the pandemic as COVID becomes endemic. And that's bad news for a lot of nerdling technocrats who have literally made their names off of the prestige of regular, repeated television appearances and, of course, fattened their bank balances in the process, becoming media stars, which they never would have become otherwise if not for this pandemic, which they want to prolong forever, because once it ends, they become irrelevant. And this video talks about that. Now, the grift is over for lockdown nerds. Let's go to the clip. Well, according to the WHO's Hans Kluger, in terms of the pandemic, Europe is moving towards the end game. No, don't say that! Technocrats are going to be big mad! Over the past 2 years, a deluge of control freaks who would otherwise have remained obscure nerds have enjoyed the bright lights, prestige and financial bounty of regular TV appearances and media exposure. But the party appears to be coming to an end. The grift is over. And many of them aren't going to take it very well. The Times published an interesting article over the weekend. Warring scientists fight on as Omicron retreats. The piece quotes Professor Alison Pollock, Professor of Public Health at Newcastle University. She makes reference to members of the Independent Sage Group of Scientists, a group that has been consistently even more pessimistic than Sage itself, even after Sage's prediction of 6,000 Omicron deaths a day if further restrictions weren't imposed proved to be, once again, spectacularly wrong. Independent Sage is still insisting that the government refrain from lifting the remaining measures on Thursday. Pollock, who quit Independent Sage in response to their disastrous and insane zero COVID policy, one which this galaxy brain in New Zealand is still pursuing, by the way, makes the point that for the doom mongers, pessimistic proclamations about the virus went hand in hand with sustained, lucrative TV appearances. There are some scientists who have absolutely loved being media stars for the first time, and they don't want it to stop. We don't hear as much from the pediatricians, disease physicians, academic virologists, and immunologists who really know about these things. Paul Hunter, professor of medicine at the University of East Anglia, said many prominent COVID voices have never written papers on infectious diseases. It's like me deciding, I did a course on health and economics a year ago, maybe I should set up a group advising the Chancellor on how to manage the tax system. So why were such voices amplified by the media? Why were the likes of Professor Sinetra Gupta and Professor Carl Hennigan silenced, ignored and smeared because the television media drunk the lockdown Kool-Aid. Their entire grift was predicated on keeping the British public terrified, cowering inside their homes, awaiting their daily dose of fear porn from BBC News, Sky News, ITN. Ratings and clicks. Ratings and clicks. So of course they're going to amplify and make media stars out of the most ardent, scaremongering lockdown advocates, no matter how many times they were catastrophically wrong, and no matter the weight of the devastation that this has inflicted on our society. There you have it. Now, in regards to grifters, we've uncovered another one, unfortunately, in the entertainment industry. And it's a big shame because it's Neil Young. Again, this goes to the point of you have to separate someone's art from their political opinions, because if you don't do that, you're going to have a very limited selection of music to listen to if you bar listening to someone based on their political opinions. And this has come from Neil Young again. The idea that this guy was a big rock and roll star in the 60s and 70s, wrote the song, of course, Keep On Rocking in the Free World, and now he's literally throwing himself in front of the mob, genuflecting to them, demanding that massive corporations censor people for expressing dissent towards or asking questions of giant pharmaceutical corporations. Not very rock and roll, is that, Neil? Not very rock and roll, not very punk. And yet here we are. Headline, Neil Young's attempt to pressure Spotify to censor Joe Rogan fails miserably. Of course, the previous attempt failed miserably because we had this media hype over a letter, an open letter signed by 270 esteemed doctors. People did one iota of digging into that, scratched slightly beneath the surface. It turned out that the majority of the signatories were not medical doctors, but the media didn't tell you that in the beginning. So that happened a couple of weeks ago. That failed. They haven't cancelled Rogan yet. Of course, we had Spotify employees walk out en masse in certain progressive cities after the previous Rogan scandal. We've had the same with Netflix, but again, they haven't bowed. But now we have Neil Young, who attempted to have Spotify deplatform Rogan with an open letter that he posted on his website. Within about 2 hours of posting this open letter on his website, he deleted the letter from his website. Despite having a lot of support on Twitter from COVID bedwetters, the 70s rocker tried to give Spotify an ultimatum that they had to remove Rogan or delete his music catalogue. See, the problem for Neil Young, and I'm not going to call him old, even though he's ancient at this point, but that's an immutable characteristic, he can't change that. But you could call him irrelevant. Obviously a music legend. Same, by the same token, though, Howard Stern was a radio legend in the 80s and 90s. And who do you see attacking Joe Rogan on a weekly basis at this point? Howard Stern, because now he's irrelevant. Neil Young gets about 6 million Spotify listeners per month. Joe Rogan gets 11 million listeners on average per episode, and that can hit as high as 40 million listeners per episode if it's a popular episode, which the past two with Dr. Malone and Dr. Peter McCullough have, of course, been because of this wave of normie NPC backlash that they received. But in this letter, Young accused Spotify of, quote, spreading fake information about vaccines because Rogan dared to host the literal inventor of the mRNA vaccines. Of course, Dr. Malone, as well as esteemed doctors like Peter McCullough. And you can tell he hasn't listened to a single frigging hour of any of Rogan's podcasts because he has in-depth 3-hour-long discussions about, for example, the situation in India, where in one region of India, they had a massive COVID outbreak. They were struggling. They treated that region with ivermectin and these other antiviral drugs. Beforehand, the Biden administration literally met with Indian authorities and demanded that they keep those treatment packages silent. That happened. He went into that in detail. That's the kind of thing that's spoken about on Rogan's show. In-depth, detailed discussions with esteemed doctors. That apparently really upsets Neil Young, but his complaint has fallen flat on its face. I'll get into it more on the other side. Summit.news, don't go away.
Both of these amazing products have been sold out for almost half a year because of supply chain breakdowns. You've done a great job supporting InfoWars and supporting your immune system. The problem is, with all the COVID lockdowns, the Great Reset, we can't get these products in. So finally, they came in, but a limited run of our whole food, vitamin, mineral, essential, nutrient, multivitamins, so you absorb it, and so it's not toxic in your body like synthetic vitamins. And then, of course, vitamin C and zinc. This sucker is really full and heavy because it's a huge dose of vitamin C and zinc and rose hips. Number one thing you can do for your immune system and your body, does so much more. Both of these are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. I'm going to keep them at that price until they sell out. Because of supply chain breakdowns, we had a limited run. So please take action now and order them at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, find similar products out there and use them, because this is a life and death situation to be healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Internationally, from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
So Neil Young had a public hissy fit and then immediately retracted his open letter because he was that confident in it within about 2 or 3 hours. His girlfriend, fiance, or whatever, Daryl Hannah, also took to Twitter to vent at the fact that free speech is allowed that she doesn't agree with, and therefore it should be censored because we should empower giant pharmaceutical corporations and Silicon Valley behemoths to decide what's free speech and what isn't. He did it because, quote, Spotify is spreading fake information about vaccines, potentially causing death to those who believe the disinformation being spread by them. Please act on this immediately and keep me informed. And he said, demanded of Spotify that they remove all his music off their platform. He said, quote, they can have Rogan or Young, not both. It appears that Spotify has chosen Rogan because they didn't even respond to Neil Young's PR stunt. As I write in the article, Young may have got some traction on Twitter from the usual crowd of COVID bedwetters and censorship freaks, but his efforts have proven completely futile. And Christina Mass over at ReclaimTheNet.org pointed out this somewhat salient fact. Young likely realized that he has no grounds to make the demands because he has an exclusive deal with Spotify, and because Rogan has an exclusive deal with Spotify, whereas Young sold 50% of the rights to his music to a British investment company, oh yeah, get a bit of that grift, a year ago. So Neil Young doesn't even control half of his money because presumably he cashed in on it to sell it off to a British investment company. Again, that sounds very rock and roll and punk, doesn't it, Neil Young? Because Neil Young doesn't have enough money. He needs money from British investment firms, apparently, because he's that rock and roll. Again, I point out, Rogan enjoys an average of over 11 million listeners per episode. Neil Young gets about 6 million a month. He'll get zero if they actually remove his music, but they can't remove his music because he sold half of the rights to an investment firm because he's very rock and roll. Neil Young again has form on this. He previously demanded that Donald Trump stop playing his hit Rockin' in the Free World, but only in a world where pharmaceutical giants and Silicon Valley corporations get to decide what's free speech, only to subsequently admit he had no legal power to do so. So again, a few years ago, 2018, Neil Young had another hissy fit, demanded Trump stop playing Rockin' in the Free World at his campaign events, but then admitted in his own words, Neil Young, quote, legally he has the right to. So if you're going to have a public hissy fit, probably best to check the law before you do so, and probably best to check who actually owns the rights to your money before demanding it be taken off streaming platforms like Spotify. Someone who hasn't cooked to the vaccine religion mob is Kid Rock. Headline, Kid Rock slams Biden and Fauci with Let's Go Brandon anthem. Rock hip-hop artist Kid Rock released an anti-Joe Biden and anti-Dr. Fauci anthem, How Dare He, on Monday. The song called We the People features chants of Let's Go Brandon during the chorus, which criticizes Biden's tyrannical COVID policies. No doubt that may get deplatformed off of Spotify and YouTube without Kid Rock demanding they do so. Now, on the subject of vaccine passports, which, of course, they tried to introduce in England and, in fact, did introduce for the past 2 months off the basis of this Omicron fearmongering, claiming that, based on advice from Sage, that it would cause 6,000 deaths a day. Got absolutely nowhere near that. That we needed vaccine passports in England, and indeed they were introduced for nightclubs. But in Wales, COVID vaccine passports have been in place since October, and now businesses are demanding exemptions after the government failed to prove they work. They failed to prove they work because in every single European country that introduced them, there's absolutely no evidence that they stopped the spread of the disease. And as I point out in this article, in countries like France, they're beefing up the severity, the draconian nature of these vaccine passports by eliminating the option to provide a negative test. So you can get into a nightclub, a cinema, a cafe, a restaurant in France if you prove you're vaccinated, despite the fact that we know the vaccinated can still carry and transmit the virus. But if you can prove on the spot that you don't have the virus, you're not allowed in, because that makes perfect sense, doesn't it? It does make perfect sense when you look at it from the perspective of the fact that vaccine passports are clearly intended now solely to punish the unvaccinated because they didn't obey the regime. Well, now businesses in Wales are demanding vaccine passport exemptions after the government failed to provide any evidence that the scheme prevents the spread of COVID-19. So they introduced them, as I said, in October, and then in December in Wales, pubs were also restricted to the rule of six, table service only, which defeats the entire frigging point of going to a pub, while all nightclubs were ordered to close. And again, despite restrictions in Wales, which recorded higher corona cases than England, by the way, because their mask mandates and their COVID passports worked so well, despite those restrictions, some of them at least being lifted later this week, nightclubs, cinemas and theatres in Wales will still legally be forced to demand COVID passports. Well, some bright spark responded to this by filing a Freedom of Information Act request, which was sent to the Welsh Government, asking for, quote, any and all data that Welsh Government has used to develop the restrictions announced back in December. They asked for, quote, statistical information regarding numbers of COVID cases developed from nightclubs, statistical information surrounding rates of transmission from businesses to be impacted by the one-way system rule, which, by the way, the one-way system rule in pubs, when it was in place in England, from my experience, it's still in place in Wales as of right now. They literally force you to walk one way round an entire pub, passing multiple different tables to get to the toilet. So if you're sat right next to the toilet, but the one-way system dictates that you have to walk the opposite direction all the way round the pub, round all the other tables to get to the toilet, that's the system they have in place. Again, makes perfect sense, doesn't it? So they asked for the information on any evidence that the Welsh government had before enforcing this restriction of demanding vaccine passports for nightclubs, and in fact for cinemas, theatres and other venues. The government responded to the first two questions by stating, quote, this information is not available, really, because they haven't done any proper friggin' investigation of it. And also, quote, there is no guarantee about where someone caught COVID-19, therefore there is no data on cases caught in specific locations. In other words, despite imposing COVID passports on nightclubs and these numerous other venues, the government has no information on whether they were at all. Just as the UK government, their own report, found that vaccine passports not only failed to prevent the spread of the virus, they could actually worsen the situation because you're only allowing people into the venue who can prove vaccination without the need to prove they're not COVID positive. So in every single country, this scheme has failed to stop the spread of the virus. There's no evidence that it does. Now these businesses in Wales are speaking out against it. Publican Joe Bassett told Wales Online the response to the FOIA request was, quote, unbelievable and clearly shows that the restrictions aren't justified. He said, my WhatsApp group with other licensees is going crazy since this has gone into the public domain. He added, I would have thought there would have to be more evidence for them to do it. I just don't get it. He said, quote, I think there's a lot of anger because it's been a dreadful 2 months. Pubs, nightclubs going out of business because they were forced to close again after a horrendous 2 years. The concern we've got now is if there's another variant come December this year and it happens again, I just fear we're in a loop. And bear in mind, this vaccine passport scheme in Wales was passed on the back of a dodgy vote where the Conservative MP who would have voted against it and would have eliminated the bill entirely was not allowed to vote because he couldn't log into a Zoom call, but they went ahead and passed COVID passports anyway. We'll be back. Summit.news. Don't go away.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back live, and I'm going to stick with this vaccine passport issue because authorities in Quebec are trying to out-tyranny Jacinda Ardern in New Zealand. They're trying to out-tyranny the Australian government with this new vaccine passport scheme. We have a headline here. And bear in mind, these are the same people in Quebec who have literally come out and said the unvaccinated shouldn't be able to purchase marijuana, which is legal in areas of Canada, and hard liquor. They can't even escape to the refuge of alcohol and weed to get away from this discriminatory medical apartheid segregated system. Now they're being prevented legally from buying that in liquor stores in Canada, as per government decree. We also reported back in September how authorities in Quebec City announced they would isolate uncooperative citizens in a coronavirus facility, just like Australia rolling out its network of camps beyond March, by the way. Of course, locking this in, entrenching this in for months and years further. But now we have another headline out of Quebec. Unvaccinated to be accompanied by staff in Walmart to make sure they don't buy anything other than food and pharma. Yes, this is an actual government decree in Quebec. where unvaccinated people who visit large stores like Walmart and Costco will have to be accompanied by employees to make sure they don't buy anything other than food or pharmaceutical products. The rule is set to apply in big box stores so as, quote, to make sure they, the unvaxxed, do not go and buy any other products or other items that might be in the store, according to this CBC report. Because, of course, it's vital, it's absolutely crucial to prevent Canadians in Quebec visiting Walmarts without having been vaccinated, without being able to show a vaccine passport, and allowing them to buy things like disposable barbecues and electronic goods. That's going to stop the spread of the virus. That's going to help us defeat COVID and end the pandemic. This is literally a government decree in Canada. CBC reports, for pharmacies located in big box stores such as Walmart or Costco, an unvaccinated person must, quote, and this is quoting from the government decree, be accompanied at all times during his or her travels by an employee of the business, the pharmacy, or any other person mandated by them for this purpose. The person may not purchase products other than those related to the pharmaceutical service they are receiving. So, graciously, the authorities in Quebec will still allow the unvaccinated. At this time, maybe later they'll just all be homeless, their credit cards will be cancelled, they won't even be allowed to go into a gas station to buy food. But graciously, at this time, they are still allowing the unvaccinated to go into Walmart and buy either food or pharmaceutical products. If they want to buy a charger for their iPhone, forget about it. We're in a pandemic. Chris Menahan commented on this over at informationliberation.org. He said, the leftists running Walmart, who endorsed the Black Lives Matter movement during the Floyd riots of 2020 and championed their stance against discrimination, or happily go along with the government's plan to discriminate against the unvaxxed to, quote, ensure a safe and efficient customer experience. And again, this is the point. These COVID vaccine passports have no relation to reality, absolutely no evidence in any country that they stop the spread of the virus. The UK government's own report said they could actually worsen the spread of the virus. This is about punishing people who disobey the regime by not getting vaccinated. Absolutely incredible. And it's coming to America if we don't call this out and if we don't push back against it. I'm going to go to this video report now, though, switching gears slightly, because the Biden State Department has come out on the official state.gov website and claimed that the, quote, collapse of Western civilization isn't actually happening, and it's all an invention of the Kremlin of Russian collusion disinformation. Let's go to this video. Here it is. The Biden State Department claims that discussion about the collapse of Western civilization and the evisceration of traditional family values is a Russian disinformation plot. Yeah, really. State.gov posted an article entitled Russia's Top 5 Persistent Disinformation Narratives. Theme number 3, the collapse of Western civilization is imminent. Russia pushes the false claim that Western civilization is collapsing and has strayed from traditional values because it works to ensure the safety and equality of LGBTQI+ people and promotes concepts such as female equality and multiculturalism. The demise of Western civilization is one of Russia's oldest disinformation tropes, with claims of the decaying West documented since the 19th century. The values-based disinformation narrative evokes ill-defined concepts including tradition, family values, and spirituality. Russia argues it is the bastion of so-called traditional values and gender roles and serves as a moral counterweight to the decadence of the United States and Western countries. For example, President Putin has claimed the West has practically cancelled the concepts of mother and father and instead has replaced them with parent one and two, while Foreign Minister Lavrov wrote that Western students learn at school that Jesus Christ was bisexual. Really? So the entire narrative that traditional values are collapsing, that multiculturalism is eroding Western civilization, that promotion of minority sexual identity movements is fostering degeneracy, and that language itself is being deformed to attack family values, this is all just a harebrained myth dreamt up by the Kremlin. Bollocks. Last time I checked, it wasn't the Russians targeting kids in schools as as young as 8 with books that describe sex acts. Last time I checked, it wasn't the Kremlin sending federal agents to spy on a mother for complaining that her kids were being exposed to noncery on the school curriculum. Last time I checked, it wasn't Vladimir Putin demonizing the parents who complain about this as domestic terrorists. Last time I checked, it wasn't the Russians sending drag queens to perform bizarre and often sexualized stunts in front of literal toddlers. Last time I checked, it wasn't the Kremlin calling for the, quote, stigma of pedophilia to be delegitimized. Last time I checked, it wasn't Vladimir Putin normalizing 12-year-old drag queen kids on national television.
Please welcome Desmond Maples, a.k.a. Desmond is amazing!
Remind me, did the Russian version of Netflix release Cuties, or was that the Western Netflix? Last time I checked, it wasn't the Russians passing laws mandating schools refrain from using father and mother, and instead insist on using parent one and parent two. That wasn't Russian disinformation, it was an actual law passed in France. Last time I checked, it wasn't the Kremlin promoting harmful lifestyles like fat acceptance, vacuous promiscuous sexual lifestyles, while telling Western women never to have kids. No, that's our own media and culture doing that. Last time I checked, it wasn't Vladimir Putin ordering that billboards be put up in European cities telling white people to sterilize themselves. Last time I checked, it wasn't the Russians flooding Western countries with third world migrants. Last time I checked, the Kremlin didn't have any say over European open border policies. It wasn't the Russian Navy rescuing migrants from dinghies and putting them up at taxpayer expense in four-star hotels. Last time I checked, it wasn't the University of Moscow concluding that by every measurable benchmark, multiculturalism isn't a strength. No, that was a study by the University of Copenhagen. Last time I checked, Russian agents weren't responsible for the wave of Christian church fires and desecrations that have swept across Europe in recent years. Last time I checked, Russian agents weren't pulling down statues that embodied Western civilization.
A statue of Thomas Jefferson that stood for decades in front of Jefferson High School is not there any longer.
A Fox 12 viewer sent us this video of the statue of the nation's third president as it was pulled down.
But yeah, I guess that instead of just having to admit that all that is actually happening, and that the Biden administration is opening the door for it to happen, far easier to just spew Russian collusion conspiracy theory and hope that gullible people buy it. I don't, but then again, they'll probably just claim that I'm working for the Russians too. There you have it. I'm going to cover this final news story now because we've only got about 90 seconds left. We've seen in the United Kingdom the narrative that, quote, racists and homophobes should be denied hospital treatment. We've seen in Texas, Minnesota, and other areas of America, people being denied COVID antibody treatments based on their skin color because they're white, being put at the back of the queue because they don't tally in the point system. If you're non-white, you get 2 extra points and you get put at the front of the queue. This whole thing about death panels was a conspiracy theory that would never happen. Remember when they talked about death panels in the 2008 election, saying that people were never going to be denied medical treatment based on their characteristics? Well, now we have this out of the Daily Mail. Boston Hospital removes dying father of 2 from top of heart transplant list because he's not vaccinated. His father says, quote, my son has gone to the edge of death to stick to his gun. So here's a guy who is gravely ill, unvaccinated, being denied life-saving treatment because of his personal beliefs and his personal medical choice. And they said that death panels were a conspiracy theory that would never happen. They're happening right now. This is medical apartheid in America. It's vile and it's disgusting. That's going to wrap it up. War Room coming up next. Summit.news. Don't go.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Rick Standover.